another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
I am Shakoya D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be literally anything. Love, life, music, all of the things, and or nothing at all. We'll see what we're talking about today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But what are we jumping into today, guys?
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to be
saying that. I can do it today.
So today we are talking about the path of least resistance. So, go ahead.
I was about to say, elaborate, because...
So, I know a lot of times when we talk about creating stuff, like... for a lot of creatives, we talk about following the path, like the path of least resistance. So I guess how I want to start it off would be like, what, like, do you guys feel like you are currently or have followed the path of least resistance to this point?
I'm just now starting to follow the path of least resistance. Before, I was following the path of, I think this be the best. I know it's not the end goal, but this is what seems right. Even though it wasn't the least amount of resistance.
I'm gonna be honest, I feel like I was following the path of most resistance in the past. I think I just started within the past few months, really. I really just started following the path of least resistance. What about you?
I think there was times where I did, and then I think there was other times where I was not. I was making things way harder than they needed to be, just for the sake of, like, nah, it has to. You gotta get it out the mud. Like, you gotta be a struggle for it.
And you it's know, like, I like to be clean.
Why we gotta use the mud?
Right. And I think, but that's definitely something that I was. I think it's because of how, like, TV and everybody, how we're presented the. You gotta chase your dreams, and it's like you gotta work hard and all of this stuff, and it's like some of it it doesn't have to be
like that.
Yeah.
I feel like what was you about to say? I feel like it's like we're showed that we have to chase our dreams in this particular way, like, and if we don't do it in this particular way, then it means nothing, or you're not actually gonna get there because you didn't do it for this reason, or it didn't look like this, or da da da. And I don't know if that's just us as Black people, or if that's just like American hustle culture, but it just be feeling like if I don't get to what I'm trying to get to in this exact way, then it was all for nothing. And it's like that's not true. I could do it however I want to. For whatever reason I want to. Like, just because I want to do it. As long as I accomplish what I want to accomplish, that's my business. But, you know, try to hold on to, like, your morals, you know. Don't just... Anyways, y'all... What was you going to say?
I was going to say, your skin look good. You got good skin.
Oh, thank you. I'm working on my skincare routine. Still got a little more research to do, but thank you. I appreciate that. Because I was working out last week.
Oh, y'all got good skin.
Thank you. You do too. You likewise. Over there shining.
Listen.
I got oily skin.
Got that glow. Nah, you glowing. It ain't oily. It's got that glow.
I was gonna say, with the path of least resistance, I don't even know what made me think of this, but regardless, it's gonna be work. Like, it's a lot of work, but with the path of least resistance, it's a lot more fulfilling, and it's work, but it don't really feel like work. Like, it's like, I can do this. It's bearable.
Yeah, it's almost like you got to move out the way, but you also have to work to move out of to be able to move out the way. It's always the weirdest thing, because, like, sometimes you have to get out your own way but you have to do enough work so that you can know what it feels like to get out of your own way.
Yeah.
And to even know that you're in your way to begin with, because that be the thing too. I think a lot of times I didn't realize that I was the one that was in my way. Like, you be just thinking that it's other people or other things that's holding you back from stuff. And it's like, nah, you just keep getting in your own way. That's why I think I was actually on the path of most resistance. Because I know for a fact, looking back, I just kept getting in my own way. Just for no reason. Just for shits and giggles at that point. Like, I just kept getting in my own way.
I feel like it gotta be like that, though. Just because we wouldn't be the people who we are today, or even know what we do know, if we didn't take that route. Like, everything was just the path of least resistance. Like, it was least resistance for everything. I think it wouldn't really be, we wouldn't be able to handle adversity or anything like going wrong. Like, oh dang, like just little stuff. Yeah. Like,
I can see that. I mean, because you can you know, take the route of least resistance to the point where you're lazy, where like anything that you're is like, I'm not even trying to, whatever you want now, so that I can get back to doing what I'm trying to do, which is like, it could still be kind of productive. I think you do need the times of resistance, because most of the time you find out who you are when you hit some form of resistance.
Yeah, and it's like, you gotta figure out what you don't like too. Like, it's cool to know what you do like, what you are supposed to be doing, but also should know what you don't like, what you don't want to do, what you can get other people to do. Like, yeah, I think everything is exactly how it's supposed to be.
And it's funny, because when I was thinking about, like, just even the saying, the whole path of least resistance, it reminded me of from War of Art, like, oh, we're constantly fighting against resistance, like, every day, and it's like, it uses us getting frustrated, like, we get frustrated because we're trying to run through this wall, and it's like, you don't have to run through this wall, but we're getting frustrated because like, nah, bro, like I just spent all this time here at this wall. I'm gonna get through this wall, and it's like, you could just walk around it, or it's like you did, or could jump over it, or whatever it is, right? But a lot of times, I think we get caught up because it's like, bro, I've spent so much time just, it's like I'm going to get through this wall one way or another. I don't care if I'm hurt. I'm going to get through this. And it's like, I don't think we necessarily need to go that route. Sometimes it's better to just
pivot,
roll with the punch, all of it. Like, just all, you know. So.
Yeah. I think there is you got to respect the pivot. I feel like it's important that we, like, of course, they always say, like, the saying is, or even the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. So, but, like, when you actually take the time, when you are, like, on a path of resistance, or you hit the whatever speed bump or roadblock it is, if you take the time to actually, like, assess what it is, like, even after you, if you hit it the first time, okay, cool, but don't just keep hitting it and hitting it. Like, step back and be like, okay, how can I make this work for me? And I think that's a thing with, like, the frustration. A lot of times, it's not the fact that you got frustrated. It's what you are doing with your frustration. Like, how are you channeling your frustration to be beneficial in this moment? Versus, like, yeah, you could pout. Like, get your emotions out. But then, all right, I got this frustrated energy. Am I going to use this to try to figure out how to solve this problem? Or am I going to use this to just sulk in this moment of frustration? And that's something that I know I had to learn for myself. And now I try to use the energy as much as possible to either pivot or to figure out, all right, what is this roadblock anyways? What can I do to make this either easier for myself or better for myself? Or what can I learn from this moment so that this don't happen again? So I just... Yeah, thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
That's cool. But I think in general, like, and this is what we talked about earlier about, like, rolling with the punches, like, understanding, like, all right, I'm moving this way. As soon as resistance comes up against me, it's like, I'm like, ah, I did not mean to. I didn't even want to take that punch, but it's cool. It's like, all right, let me just take it, because if I roll with the punch, it's not gonna, it doesn't hurt as much. I can, like, all right, I got hit, but it's not nearly as bad as if I just would have took it, right? Like, just like took the brunt of the force or whatever. And I forget what book I was reading, but They were talking about irony again, but they were talking about like, all right, if you're late for work and your car isn't starting, first thing everybody's you're saying to yourself is, hey, like, bro, I don't got time for this. Like, this is, and you like you just keep cranking. You're like, bro, this is not working. And it's like, if you take a second to step back, your car doesn't care that you late for work.
Word. No respect.
The car does not care about nothing. The only thing the car knows is, hey, I'm not starting. Like, it's like, all right, there's clearly an issue here. The better thing would be like, all right, maybe I should call an Uber, right? But most of the time, we get caught up in whatever the...
Or call out of work.
It's like, maybe today isn't the day I need to go. And it's like, you just got to be able to roll and adjust. Because most of us, we kind of get in a space where we're not prepared to adjust, I think.
Right. Now I'll be trying to find the good in everything. Like, why is this happening? Not like, why is this happening to me? Like, what am I supposed to be getting from this? Then I'll be running down options. Oh, maybe it's because of this and this and this. Mm-hmm. Well, if this didn't happen, definitely wouldn't did this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, yeah, maybe I'm just supposed to be in hermit mode right now. Right. I was talking about, thinking about going into hermit mode. Now I got car trouble. If I need to get somewhere, I can get wherever I need to get to. But maybe I should. This is a true story, by the way. Mm-hmm. Literally just happened. But it's like, now I don't have nothing to do but work. The good work, though.
not working for the man.
The work. Good work.
No, I don't got nothing to do but to get stuff done. And like, if we go back to when we was talking about success, I was halfway successful. Maybe this period of time is to get me to be all the way of what I deem successful at this moment for myself. Because I'm halfway there. Mm-hmm. Now I just got to take control of the income part.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the time to take control.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's... Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
But even with rolling with the punches, I feel like we have to roll with the punches, but take control of the situation.
Yeah. I was gonna say I don't think you should ever just leave it. Just let life keep punching you in the mouth like that.
That's wild.
Just like, yo, no
punching bag.
Yeah, so like fight back at some point. But yeah, it's. I mean, it's a balance that I think you just have to be prepared to adjust. I think most of us are not prepared to adjust at all. We're like, we have one thing. All right, this is my plan for the day. And if it don't go, like, it's going to go this way. And it's like, if you don't prepare to be able to adjust, then as soon as you hit any adversity, it's like, oh, my whole day ruined. You see what happened to my day? I had X, Y. I was supposed to do this by 8:30. And it's like, all right, maybe you end up doing it by 10. Did you do it?
Right. Did you get it done?
You know, so it's like, or maybe you met somebody that later on in the day that helped you with something totally different. But you wouldn't have known that had you been just so stuck on whatever it is. Not this isn't a personal attack. I just want you to know.
That's a true story. And you go, I'm like, that did happen. It wasn't 8:30, but
right. Right.
But yeah, but you never know. And I you
life
never
happens.
Know.
That
was. That was definitely the
morning. It started. It was like, mess up your whole day. I was like, am I? It was very inconvenient. Yeah.
But yo, this the only reason I know this is because it's happened to me so many times. It's like, I set up my day from the night before. I'm like, all right, da da da, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then it'll be something very small. I'll be like, hey, you got to cut the grass tomorrow. I'm like, God, I did not.
You put that on my schedule.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I guess I could do that. And then it's like, damn, we kind of hungry. We ain't need to do breakfast.
Didn't go grocery shopping.
I didn't even.
That's a
I
true
didn't
story.
Even, yeah. All true stories.
Can't make this.
None of it is made up. We only speaking from the truest places. But it's like I didn't factor in any of that. And I'm like, so now I'm cutting the grass, and I'm like, oh snap, this is maybe this is a good time for me to take. Let me just hop in the shower. Maybe I need to hop in the shower.
I was supposed to be.
You're talking so loud. That's how you know it was real. That came from his soul.
I was supposed to be back here by 12. Take a nap. 12 at the latest. Take a nap. Shower. Mm-hmm. Clean. Deep clean. Mm-hmm. I bought the stuff I needed and everything. Got back at 2. Didn't take a nap.
And it was raining when you got back.
Pouring.
It was pouring rain.
I was like, dang, he can't get the door open. You gonna go open the door for him? Open. All we heard was.
Said, I open the door. All I see is him. Just showers.
Like, it was pouring. We was like, oh.
Then as soon as we left to get food, it's pouring. Like, it was dry the entire time.
But I will say one thing that started helping me as far as that to not be so stuck on the time is I stopped writing my my to-do list for the day. I write it the morning of now so that I'm not stuck on, oh, I need to get it done by this time, just because some days I recognize that some days I get up on time, like at 6:30 when I want to get up. But then there's other days where I be like, I try to get up and then I be like, you know what? I actually need to sleep. I need to sleep in because like I feel exhausted. So then, all right, I just got to roll with the punches and start my day from there. I can't harp on the fact that I didn't get up at 6:30. I got up at 7 instead, because it's like, all right, it's still mad hours left in the day. So are you going to make the most of these hours, or are you going to take the time, just waste time pouting about it? Because that's what I used to do, and harp on the fact that I didn't do it at this exact time. It's like, nah, just adjust. Like, it's still going to get done. You got extra sleep that you needed. You can stay up an extra half hour.
Thursday, Friday, I needed them. Thursday, I got like an extra 30 minutes. Friday, I got like an extra hour. Mm-hmm. But I needed every minute of it.
Word.
And I stopped being so hard on myself. Like, feeling bad that I didn't do this, this, and this. Because it's like, now I'm actually doing stuff. And I see that I'm doing stuff. And I see all that I'm doing. And it's like, I wish I would have did that, but I'm actually doing stuff. Like, stuff that means something. So, before I used to be like, man, I don't watch TV.
I wasn't doing nothing.
Like, yeah, now it's like, I just need a break. I'm not even necessarily watching it.
Just need something.
But, I just need something just to take my mind off. Like, just a reset.
Just like,
it's like, I'm working. If nothing is, if I'm not taking a nap or doing anything that's going to take my mind off of working, I'm going to keep thinking about working. The good work, though.
Go ahead.
All I was going to say was, it's funny because, again, that reminds me of something else I was reading. It was talking about like when you're trying to create something, like if you're when you're going with like an idea, it's better to go in with a general idea of what you want to create and then let however you're feeling guide you, as opposed to you going in. It's like I gotta paint a picture of Malcolm X tomorrow. And I gotta make sure it looks exactly like him at the window, and it's like, right? So and then when you go there, right, and you're in the middle of painting, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, you went too hard on one of the colors. You're like, that I messed up. Let me try and fix it. Now you're trying to
mark yourself.
Yeah, you. Now Marcus. Oh man. But you go in and then you're trying to adjust it to get it back to where you first started. You try to go get it adjusted to get it back so you where you first started. Now you, by the time you get to the end of it, you're more frustrated as opposed to when you make the little adjustment. Now you're like, hold up, this it may not be Malcolm, it's Marcus, but This is a fire Marcus. Right. This is.
That ain't fire. Blur out the face.
Like you said, blur out the face.
This my thing is Mark.
You know what I'm saying?
My thing is Mark.
It's Markle.
You know what I'm saying? They can see themselves.
Markle X King. That's what this is.
Markle X King.
Markle X.
Oh, man, that's funny.
just adjust though. Yeah.
But what I was gonna say was, it's so interesting that it feels so different when you're doing like the thing.
The Lord's work.
doing the Lord's work.
When you're doing your whatever your thing is, when you're doing it in the way that you want to do it, versus when you're doing it in a way that other people want you to do it or said that it should be done. Because I feel like when you go into it like, I have to do it like this, like this is how they would do it, or this is how somebody said it should be done, this is what I was taught, I have to do it exactly like this, and you don't prepare for the pivot or to leave room for any imperfection or any of your own creativity, I feel like it stifles your creativity. Mm-hmm. And then when you accomplish it, it doesn't feel as good. Like, but when you are you created this thing that you're working on. Like, even if I'm working on a song and I'm like, okay, me working on a song with a beat versus me making it out of my own head, right, with no beat, because that's how I originally started writing. So like with the beat, it's like, all right, okay, verse, chorus. All right, cool. This is cool. I accomplished the song. I finished the song. I feel good that I finished this song. But then when I actually sit down and I create the entire thing from scratch without this beat in my head, or, you know, I'm just able to explore whatever options are coming from my mind, it's a totally different level of satisfaction. Mm-hmm. Because I created this thing. I sat with this thing and I was able to create something that allowed me to express myself in ways that I didn't even necessarily know was possible.
Right.
So I just think that it's interesting, and this is just my opinion. I don't know if y'all feel differently about that, but I do feel like there is a difference in when you're accomplishing something based on you or what you want to do, and it's solely from what you want to do, versus when it's based in what other people say it should be for you, or what other people say it should look like for you, or how they told you it was gonna be. But yeah,
I agree with that. And you helped me with that. I don't know if in the beginning you was talking about some, but like the fact that how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
When I was about to change or try to figure out how to change the industry,
mm-hmm.
and you was like, if you're creating something new, then like you're creating it, it's yours. Right. So if you're creating something new, then
don't worry about changing it.
Yeah,
you and don't need to get nobody else's lane.
Mission statement. I was talking to Mind about that earlier. Help me with the mission statement. Like, I just be like, it just be popping up in my head. Like, it makes stuff easier. Like, it doesn't have to be this. Let's go back to Malcolm at the window, or Marcus, or Martin. Malcolm at the window. Like, it's yours. Like,
yeah.
This is you. So this is how you saw it. And you go ahead.
No, you a bitch.
I'm done.
Sometimes the accidents can even be a signature, which is a fine thing to think about, because like, you could mess around, you paint, you knock over the paint. Now you got an extra splash in the corner, and you be like, oh, that's fire. Like, I love, and then the splash in the corner, somebody else said the splash in the
corner. Splash in the corner, the gray area.
You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be
straight
right
off
there.
The top. Splash in the corner, now that's your signature, and people are like, hey, I like that. Where did that come from? That was actually an accident. Like, perfect example. I remember it was a song with that Jeremiah and Ty Dolla $ign did with Eric Bellinger. Man, love. Okay, cool. That song, when he was like, okay, cool. Apparently, the okay, cool was not supposed to be there. He was telling his engineer that the volume was okay, and he was like, okay, cool. But like, Ty was like, I like that. Keep that in there. And so it was like, that was the whole, in the middle of him doing it, okay, cool. Never on the first day. Okay, cool. Yeah. And it's just like, I was like, oh, that's so far. Because I would have thought that he did that on purpose, because mm-hmm. it was so smooth. But it was like, nah, he just happened to be in the moment and just kind of said something. And then it just happened to be a huge part of the song. So right. It's like, you don't get those moments if you're so hell-bent on like, nah, this is the idea, it has to be the idea. Sometimes you need that, but sometimes you end up way better, in a way better place, because you were able to just kind of like go with the flow, roll with the punches.
That's what I was doing when we was downstairs. He was like, "Are y'all ready?" And I was like, "Nah, just give me a second." I was in the zone. And it's 45.
Yeah. I feel like it's important to know when to have that, stick to the structure, stick to the plan, versus when to allow the space to pivot. Because it can definitely make a difference in a lot of things. It can make or break a project, essentially. But yeah, if you're in a medical field, maybe you should kind of stick with the plan, focus a little bit, or you could be like House. But I don't know. That's up to you.
Yeah, he was doing a lot.
The pivot was real.
Yeah, he was.
But he was solving them problems. But he was on a TV show, so I don't know if he want to do that in real life. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
on my show, I don't even remember. Well, he used to be having it, but I don't know.
It was a lot.
Yeah, he was very smart. He would be curing diseases in very unconventional ways. That's really what it was.
But he would actually be doing the work to figure out what the root problem was, which a lot of, I feel like a lot of doctors don't do that. So they treat whatever's on the surface, and then stuff keep coming back, and they not really digging no deeper to try to figure out what the actual issue is or what caused whatever this is.
You know, they're killing us at the dinner table.
But yeah, so I used to love that show too, and it's on Peacock now.
But that goes back to not doing what, like,
he was doing it his way, like he was creating.
It made sense to him.
Yeah, so. And it's like his team. He taught his team to like kind of problem solve in the way that he did. So then they were able to do that stuff too, and he was able to, you know, make some profound discoveries.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, again, TV show. Even if I was using, because I was telling him when you went downstairs, I was telling him, like, I was watching a clip of Quincy Jones, and he was saying the most important thing when you're making something, when you're doing something like creative, is to make something that gives you goosebumps. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if it doesn't give you goosebumps, then it's like, why are we doing this? Like, I could try and make something that's like you guys will love, right? But most of the time, when you're trying to make something that somebody else will like, they don't even really like it that much anyway. You don't like it, and it's like, I'd much rather go with me as the guiding system than have you do it.
Yeah, I feel like that used to, for a long time, was hindering my art, like, and just anything that I was doing, just like trying to do it with other people in mind, or like hoping that they would like something, and it's like, nah. Because if I don't like it, it don't mean nothing. Like, I can tell if we gonna be cool by what song of mine you tell me you like. Like, what song you say is your favorite song?
True Colors.
If you say True listen, I can tell by which song you say is your favorite song of mine if we gonna be cool or not. Because I put out certain songs that was kind of like, all right, I'm just doing this to kind of get this out here. Like, now I'm in the space where I'm creating what I want to create. So if you say one of my past songs that wasn't something that was just at my core,
you left in the past.
Yeah, like, then it's like, all right, this ain't gonna work out. This is just not gonna work out. It was great meeting you. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful meeting you, but this train stops here. So.
And I think it's so beautiful when you're making stuff that you genuinely like, but also when you're open to being able to pivot, there's so much more inspiration that happens like right in front of your face. Like, you just don't, because you don't miss it. So it's like when you get hung up on what you were trying to do, you miss the opportunity to make something that's like right there. Mm-hmm. So like you're trying to do a painting or whatever, and then you're like, you heard somebody yell something downstairs, and it made you think of something else, or it made you feel a certain way. And now you're making this way more futuristic piece than when you started it. And it's fire, but like, it's not what you intended originally, but it's still more you, because you put your emotions into it, you took everything that you actually had in that moment, and now you won't, it's a one-on-one. Like, now you won't be able to make that exactly again, but it's beautiful because it's a one-on-one. Like, who doesn't want a one-on-one?
Right. And that's not to say, like, that you might not like what what you created. It's going to be times where you like, I created this 100% by myself, for myself. I thought this was an amazing idea. But then when the result came, it was like, you know what? This is not, I didn't think it was going to look like this. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought I had it in my head. But now that it's out here, let's just move on. Let's act like this didn't happen.
Yeah, like the last video I was trying to do. When I say I had told myself, yeah, I'm gonna have my back facing the camera, and then right, I get up here, I'm trying to do the video, and I'm like, this is like a big square. Why none of the chairs are working for this? Why did I think this was gonna work? I was like, you know, let me turn the chair to the side. Ah, silhouette, psst, beautiful. Yeah. But like for a good 2 minutes, I'm looking at it. I'm like, yeah, this ain't really doing. This don't really look artsy. This look like it's definitely farsy. Look like I work at a U-Haul place or something. Like, I'm like, what is? I'm moving by. Like, what is this? It's trash.
But it happens though. But sometimes if you can build off of that and be like, okay, I don't like what I did here, but next time I'm gonna do this here. I like this one piece, I'm gonna take that. Or sometimes you might be like, this whole thing was trash, like I need to start over. But you don't know till you do it. You don't know till you try. And then that's that adversity that helps you to figure out whatever your style is or whatever your path is or whatever you really want things to look like. Because sometimes you just gotta try the thing. And yeah, sometimes that's on the path of least resistance. Sometimes it's on the path of medium resistance. Sometimes it's on the path of most resistance. You choose.
Wait, I think it's important to have, as long as you have an idea and you're making a move, I think ideas and movement always end up with a better result than you not moving. Mm-hmm. Like you just sitting there like,
yep, just thinking.
My car, it's not starting. How I'm gonna get to the? Well, it's like I can ride my bike. It's like now I'm getting exercise.
I'm like, hey, yo, I definitely could get a bike. It's about to get cold.
But you got options. You look for your options. I feel like
it's a solution to every situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just gotta figure out which solution you wanna take. You burn your food. Do you wanna throw the food out? Do you wanna try to use the burnt pieces to create something new? Do you wanna eat the burnt food? It's a solution.
Yeah, I don't know about you. Actually,
you try to salvage the non-burnt.
Yeah, non-burnt. Yeah.
That's what I meant. Burnt seasonings, not the burnt part. Use the non-burnt part to salvage the food.
Donish.
Give me your grip. Give me your grip, buddy.
Oh man.
But yeah. So I mean, yeah, you gotta look at the solutions of everything, cause you can always find problems. Just as you could keep finding problems about things, you can keep finding solutions about things. Really, like how you wanna look at it. And I mean, it might take a little digging to get to a solution that you like, but there be solutions. There are solutions.
You know what she meant.
Yeah. I ain't take no nap, y'all. I'm fine.
I was gonna ask, do you guys think that when you were younger that you followed the path of least resistance, or you were more like able to, I guess, go with the flow?
I thought this was the first question.
No,
when you were a kid, do you think you
inner
were
child?
Keep up, man.
Okay. I ain't taking no nap today, y'all.
I thought I answered this.
When you were a kid, you feel like you did it, or you feel like you
like a little kid?
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm asking, man.
Yeah. Least resistance? Yeah.
I feel like when I was a kid, like it was all go with the flow. Like it wasn't it wasn't no too much thought about stuff. Like, okay, yeah, there was some thought, but like for the most part, a lot of the things was just go with the flow. Like I'm just doing things because like I'm a kid.
Maybe once I start doing it, now I'm thinking about it. I don't like this here. Maybe I put it here, or maybe if I shoot like this, It might hurt. Let me try shooting like this. This was fun.
So when do you feel like you started doing the opposite?
What about you though? Before you
I agree. I'm the same thing. Oh, I think okay. When I was younger, it was a lot. It was way easier to. That's how you end up. I end up in places where I'm like, I don't even know how I got here. But I mean, hey, you.
I'm here now. It's like,
yeah, now I got.
That's how I ended up at Croc Street Tunnel. I just started walking. I was like, oh, this is an easy walk. Hey, it's resistant. I don't got no more smoothie. But I feel like it started once I started caring about what other people thought. I don't know what age that was, but once the outside world begins to, nah, you should do this, you gotta do it this way. Before it was just like, I like this, so I'm gonna do it like this. Now I'm getting back to, I like this, I'm gonna do it like this. If you don't like it, that's fine. It wasn't for you, it was for them. That type of vibe. But I still love you, but this, what, it wasn't for you. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
What was the question?
At what point
do you feel like you
stop going down the path of least resistance?
that I stopped going down the path of least resistance? I feel like it was when I started to get maybe like. I kind of feel like it was like when we moved to Delaware, like when I started getting a little bit older, like maybe not right when we moved, but when I started like getting older, like middle school age, because that's when like puberty starts, that's when like other life stuff starts to happen. So then I was thinking more about other people's opinions and about just other things in general. But I was still focused on, I mean, at that age, I was mainly focused on soccer and music. But then I'm looking at things like, oh, well, this looks like this, or this person is doing this way. Maybe I should do this way. And then people are like, you know, you have a real talent. You should da-da-da-da-da-da. And then you'd be like, okay, maybe, but actually, I don't want to do that, but that's what they say that people do. Like, oh, yeah, go on Star Search. Star Search wasn't happening anymore, but still.
I feel like it's when people start telling you to be practical, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be practical, do the logical thing, but practical and logical only going to get me where everybody else out here, like, where you at? And I don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was around the same time for me. I think it's funny because puberty is such an interesting time, because I think that's one of the first times where you're, like, your body's even doing stuff that you're not supposed to do.
When Adam and Eve found out they was naked.
Yeah. He's right, though.
He's like, whoa, you're like, naked?
Like, what is this? What am I doing with this?
Yeah, like what's happening here? Like,
but yeah, that's the first time I can really remember. It's like, hold on, like I'm taller. My shoe, I done grew 3 shoe sizes. I'm like, wait, my shoes don't even. These are my favorite shoes. What you mean I can't wear this no more? My voice dropping.
I was about to say, how your voice get the most shoes?
Like, and I feel like that's the first time where it's like, all right, we're hitting resistance, and we're like, what am I doing? I'm trying to do stuff. I mean, I had some friends. They're like, they don't like their voice, and it's like they're trying to make their voice deeper. So mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, what's that? What's that? Like, yo, this is speak where you at.
I'm glad my voice not deep. That'd be wild. It's a high requirement to be
it should be a high requirement. It's not. People be, is it voice fishing? Is that
you gotta be
people be voice fishing.
At least 6'3" to be like, hey, it was good.
Nah. How tall your brother?
He's probably 6 foot because he's taller than me.
Oh,
it's his voice. Oh, his deep.
His voice is like
he
deep.
Just talk low.
Both.
Both. Yeah.
you'd be like it's all the way down there. So I just had to check, you know, but yeah, he meet the requirements. I mean, he met 6 foot requirement.
Yeah, because every year he's pretty much, I think he's either 6 foot or like 5'11", like in that, yeah, either one.
It's low and deep. But how you can't hear when we be talking?
Because y'all be low and high.
Yeah, we ain't got no bass in our bass.
What? Oh, so he whispered.
He said,
"That's really what it be."
Sound like the high.
Because I can't hear my brother neither. He be calling. I used to call him. I used to get locked out Dallas, right? And I'd be like, "Yo, you can unlock the door." He'd be like, "Yo, yeah, yeah." Like, what? Did you hear what I said? Can you unlock the door? Yeah. Are you coming downstairs? Like, what's happening? At least, like, for y'all, I can't even, a lot of times, I can't even read y'all lips. I'll be trying to read, but like, that don't, from what it sounds like, you said, I eat cheese and crackers, but that's not what you said.
It's funny, because sometimes we don't really.
I'm a valid napper.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not what you said.
Cheese and crackers.
We definitely be talking, sometimes we don't really be moving our lips like that. Yeah. Like,
it's like,
if I'm too tired, this mouth is not moving for real.
Or ride along, when he was like, first. Yo, what are you talking about? He was like,
I forgot him.
I'm not even gonna lie, I don't know if your head's gonna be in
the it might not be. Oh man. I'll be like, where's the Kelly?
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we do that. But middle school, I feel like, is when I started to allow other people's thoughts to mean something to me. I feel like outside of, I mean, of course, our family, like mom, dad, and stuff like that, but like just other opinions, that's when I guess my mind decided y'all could infiltrate my brain cells now. But
yeah, I mean, that's the first time you're around, not the first time, but like you're around your peers. So it's like people your age, and it's like,
where you going to school at for kindergarten through?
That's what I said. I corrected myself. You heard me.
He's in a bubble.
Yeah, I said, I don't know, not then. But I'm saying that's one of the first times, like, when you hit puberty and it's like you're around other people your age. Yeah, I can't even say nothing.
It's like don't remember before this.
No, I do. I corrected myself.
He was on school.
Run the tapes back.
But I think, yeah, when you go through that whole, like, those changes, and then you're like, this is the first time, one of the first times where your friends, where you get,
hold it.
Where your friends are, like, your friends' opinions start to matter a lot more. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, what you're, I mean, granted, I think it can still happen in elementary, but, like, you're just kind of slowly transitioning into being more of an adult. So it's like, all right, now you really got to, it's either listen to my parents or listen to my friends. And right. It's like, or listen to myself. But it's a lot harder for us to listen to ourselves at that time.
Right, because we like, all right, especially if you have, like, friends who start hitting areas of puberty a little bit sooner than you, then you'd be looking at them like, okay, so what did you do when this happened? And it's like, they don't know. Everybody just doing stuff out here. But they giving their opinions because, this is what happened for me. I'm an expert now because this happened one time for me. And now it's your turn. Like, periods. But y'all don't know nothing about that, so I'm not going to go
into
that. That'll be on another podcast. But I feel like at that time, you're searching for answers. And even around that time, sometimes, like, your parents don't be telling you, like, answers. Like, answering your questions for real. Mm-hmm. So then you start seeking outside information. And then you're like, oh, okay, this person's opinion matters. Or this sounded like it was valid information, so I'm going to take that. Da 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 da. So,
yeah. And it's tough. Some of the time, it's like, you know, there were times where I tried so hard to not to not do things the way that felt right because every people said something.
Right.
And it's like, nah, I can't help but this is just how I think. This is just how my brain works. Like, some stuff I can change, yes, but some things it's like I can't help. I ask a lot of questions. I can't mm-hmm. help by like certain things that I just naturally do that I can't. I'm not saying that I can't change, but it works better for me if I do it this way. I tried to do the things the exact way that you said it. It didn't work. So it's like, it things work out a lot better when you do it. Follow the path, your path of least resistance. I feel like everybody's path is different.
Yeah. And I think that kind of goes into, like, just making sure you're doing what you're doing for you. Like, you can have other people in mind, but, like, just make sure it's for you first. Because at that point, you'll know, like, you'll keep going at it, or you'll figure out how you like it to be or what you want it to look like, because it's for you. Your opinion is first. It's not like, oh, I'm doing this just so this person can get blah blah blah. Like, of course, yeah, we talk about building legacies, we want to help our families, yes, but like putting yourself first in whatever you're pursuing, I feel like it makes a difference. At least it did for me. Because before when I was putting everybody else first, I was constantly thinking about everybody else's opinions, or like, what did they like this, or is this gonna sound good to them, and da 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 da. I can't release nothing until I call my brother and my sister, you know, and see what they think. But it's like, nah, is this for you or is this for them? Who is this for? If it's for you, then the only opinion that matters is yours. Essentially, because it's your life, it's your decisions. So, yeah.
We're not even really taught about decisions and how to make decisions, and that decisions are for us until we, at least for me, had to figure that out myself.
Oh, yeah. I
The arts of decision making by being Breeze.
Because they definitely don't be giving. No, I think the first time I realized that it's like, I gotta make the decision, or. You know what they do? They make decisions for you for years, and then on one random day, they just be like, "Listen, you got to make the decision." Whoa, hold on, wait a minute.
I gotta do what?
It's like you said, that? I gotta decide what? 401k? What?
Right.
I said retire? I don't even know.
I don't even know what this is.
I didn't even want to be here.
Yeah. Right. It's like, I got this job for you.
Like, what are we talking about?
Tell me, what you put on your stuff? Can you give me what's your stuff look like? Can you just check all the boxes for me? But
yeah, it's just one random day. You just wake up. I remember for me when it was, I think it might have been college, like choosing colleges. It was like, so what you want to do with your life? Hold on, wait, I get a choice? I thought I was supposed to go to school. I was supposed to go to college. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Y'all just said go to college. Now I get to choose. Like, what's happening here?
That's facts. I feel like, dang, I completely lost my throat.
Now it'd be different though. Like, I don't know where it's at, but they gotta go to school until they, like, they got 4 extra years after high school.
Who?
It's in. I don't want to say it's a country and it's wrong.
I thought you was talking about your kid. So I was like,
Wait, why? Who do that? Who doing that? Nah, what school they gonna go to?
It's some country where it's like their regular school.
Switzerland.
4 extra years.
I'm just throwing stuff out
there. It's 4 extra years. New Zealand? And then they go to college.
Is it New Zealand?
Is that, I don't know.
Whichever one.
That's a country, but like, is it like...
I don't know.
You said they go to school for 4 extra years? Mm-hmm. And do what?
They just be in school longer. But they're older. So it's like, when they go to college, they have a better idea of what they actually want to do, like why they're going to college.
Do they start school later?
Nah. They have 4 extra years of grade school.
That's interesting.
To learn what? I know the U.S. don't really teach us nothing. So I'm just trying to... Is that when the taxes classes kick in? Like,
I'm not talking about taxes. He said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?"
No, I'm saying, what do this like? What does that extra 4 years look like?
I never went to that school.
You said it like you had the details, like you did some research.
I just know it's somewhere where they go to school for 4 extra years, and I'm saying now when they go to the universities, they have a better idea of what they want to do because they may have a better idea of what they like, who they are, because they're older. They've experienced a little more.
Right, I hear you, but what do... I want to know something different than what you're explaining. Yeah, so I'm going to do my own research.
I don't have those answers for you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Action.
I was just trying to figure out. I just want to know. I'm interested now. I'm curious. So I just want to know, like, what do those extra 4 years look like? I hope it ain't calculus. Nobody need calculus. Well, maybe scientists. Y'all, go to the next sentence.
Aw, here it goes.
Oh, man.
My bad, y'all.
It's all good. Well, similar to this conversation, in life, you just gotta roll with the punches. Go with the flow. That's all we doing.
Sometimes
here.
You gotta take control of the situation. And I'm saying this, you saying this, I'm glad we can agree that we talking about two different things. So
sometimes you gotta agree to disagree and recognize that y'all not talking about the same stuff, and it don't gotta turn into an argument. It could just be that y'all not talking about the same stuff. So. All right. Y'all having fun?
But now on, that's how you pop.
Well, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. We hope you guys... That was different.
You don't gotta just switch it up. Just pivot.
Go with the flow.
Well, we hope y'all got something from this podcast today. Comment below. Let us know if y'all feel like you're currently on the path of least resistance, or if you are on a different path. Let us know your experience. Just talk to us. Say hello. But don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, and we'll see y'all next time.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Adios.